Welcome to Cowboy Church with your host, Russ Weaver, and guest host, Candace Myers. So sit back and enjoy some good singing, some great testimony, and some good preaching. Welcome to Cowboy Church.
Hello, I'm Russ Weaver.
And I'm Candace Myers.
We're glad to have you here today. We're going to have a guest speaker. He's one of the rapid fire speakers from the ICANN conference that we've had on before. His name is Kenny Lee Cornbread
Robinson.
Yep. And we would like to invite you to stay and visit with us and be a part of Cowboy Church. We're going to have some music. They have some really good music at that conference, and we're going to feature one of their messages. So today is going to be the last of the rapid fire from the ICANN conference. So,
sounds great.
Yeah.
Let's get some coffee, maybe some lemonade, sweet tea, whatever you feel. Sit back, relax, and enjoy Cowboy Church.
Well, I wish someone would sing for me. Amazing grace are bringing in the sheaves like Mama did when she hung out the clothes. She'd tell me how Jesus died for us, then sing another verse of the old rugged cross. I don't think there was a hymn she didn't know. And somehow those old church songs, they're just like love lifted me, sang a little off key. Wish that I could go back to when on that third row I held Grandma's hand in that country church where she went until she died. Well, I'd clap my hands and tap my toes. That piano player never missed a note. And when they sang Sweet Beulah Land, my granny cried. And somehow those old church songs, just like love lifted me, sang a little off key, that made our house a happy home. I wish that I could make a call to the man that always knew it all. I'd give everything I had to see his face. He was the one that taught me right from wrong, and it takes love to build a home. But I can hear his voice when I sing Amazing Grace. And somehow those old church songs, just like love lifted me, sang a little off key, that made our house a happy to tell the story of the one that died for me, how he left his home in glory for a cross on Calvary. Yeah, I wish someone would sing for me. Amazing grace are bringing in the sheaves like Mama did when she hung out the clothes.
Amen.
Sing a song. Let me sing.
I'm going to turn you to a different passage, John 16, but it goes right along with the trail of conviction. John 16, and I'm going to start reading in verse 7. This is Jesus talking to his disciples, telling them about why he must go and the Holy Spirit must come. So Jesus, as he's speaking, he says, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper, capital H, will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send, capital H, him to you. And when he has come, he will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment and the judgment of sin, because they do not believe in me or my righteousness, because I go to my Father and you see me no more." You see, we serve a Trinity God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is not an it. The Holy Ghost is a he. And Jesus departed so that he could come. And so when we were asked to speak about the trail of conviction, I thought about there are three different types of convictions. And some have been mentioned, but I'm going to try to sum these all up. We say that a good man is a man of convictions. A good woman has strong convictions. And these are our personal beliefs. This is our belief system. And you know, there are people with convictions that are not even believers, but they have principles they live by. They have a code of ethics that they live by. And that all sounds good. You can do that at the Kiwanis Club. You can do that at the Rotarians. You can do that down at the Moose Lodge. You can have convictions. But we read in the book of Judges, in chapter 17 and 25, it says, "And every man did what was right in his own eyes." That's not the eyes of God. And we're living in a country right now where people are living like what is right in their own eyes. And that type of conviction is not what we're talking about when we talk about the trail of conviction. So there's nothing wrong with having good morals or ethics. But what's right in my eyes is not always going to be what's right in God's eyes. Now, the second type of conviction, I've got two of them. One for reckless driving, one for speeding. All right? And those convictions are found in a court of law. Now, you take the word trail, T-R-A-I-L. Flip that A and I around and you got trial. And there's a judge. And there's a jury. And there's a conviction. And the Bible tells us in Romans 3, particularly in verses 10 and 23, there is none righteous, no, not one. See, I can think I'm doing right in my own eyes. But what does Romans 3:10 says? There is none righteous, no, not one. What's Romans 3:23? For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And so we are all guilty. We have been convicted by our birthright. For by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin. We were all under that death penalty. You know, my wife loves to watch all these shows on TV where the lawyers are following a court case. And one of the things that the lawyers always try to do is get the death penalty taken off the table. If you got a capital case of murder, that's the first thing that the lawyers want to try to do is take the death penalty off the table. But we were all facing a spiritual death without Christ, because we were convicted of our sins. But the third type of conviction I want to talk about is the most important one, and that's the conviction of the Holy Spirit. Now, the Holy Spirit comes to convict us of our sins, as Jesus said here in John 16:8. that he would come to convict of sin and of righteousness, because there are people who do not believe in him. And that conviction is necessary. We must be convicted of our sins. We hear people say all the time, well, I think my good will outweigh my bad, and God will let me into heaven. That's a lie from the pit of hell. There is no good is going to outweigh your bad and get you into heaven. No, it doesn't work that way. You see, conviction is not either of these things I'm going to mention. Conviction one is not conscience. Y'all remember the Snuffy Smith cartoon where he always had one little devil on one shoulder and a little angel on the other shoulder trying to tell him what was right and wrong? Okay, conviction is not your conscience, all right? It's different. It's different. It's more than a guilty conscience. Conviction is trying to get you to repent what you need to do, and conviction of what you've done. You see, the other thing conviction is not, is it's not condemnation. Condemnation will destroy a person. Conviction will restore that person. And that's what the Holy Spirit wants. He wants you restored. He doesn't want you destroyed. You see, in Hebrews chapter 12, God talks about what conviction is all about. It says that when you see a brother that is practicing sin, and there is no consequences on them, you don't see them being chastened. In Hebrews, it says that whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth as his own child. I've got 4 children and 8 grandchildren. I will chasten them. They have felt the hand of correction at the right place, at the right time, in the right way. And that's what our Father does. But what does it all say in Hebrews chapter 12? It says that those who are practicing sin without consequences, without chastening, without repentance, they're not his child. They're not of his. And so we cannot practice sin without the Lord's chastening on us, because we are his children. He corrects us. He brings us in line. He doesn't let us do what's right in our own eyes. He brings the conviction upon us. It leads to repentance. And we see what happens when people don't have conviction. We see it in the Old Testament, even before Christ. You remember what happened with Pharaoh? It says, first, Pharaoh's heart was hardened. And then, as it moves further through the plagues, we see that Pharaoh hardened his heart. And eventually, we see right before the final plague, the plague of the death of the firstborn, it says that God hardened Pharaoh's heart. That's a dangerous place to be. The Bible says, my spirit will not always dwell with man. I loved what Tammy shared about, she's in church for the first time. She could have hardened her heart. She could have fought against it. There is no guarantee that she was going to have another chance. But she felt the conviction of the Holy Spirit and gave to that. The young man that Bill talked about, he didn't get it on the first try, but God didn't turn loose. God stayed after him. God pursued him. And God changed him because of the conviction of the Holy Spirit. So, summing it all up, Yes, it's good to have convictions and to do the right things. But those convictions need to be in alignment with God's Word. And you know what? You can have convictions for crimes, like the young man that Bill spoke about. He had been convicted of crimes. But you know what? He walked out of that prison free. And just like Tammy walked out of that church free. And Charity just shared such a great message. When she got done, I was like, I don't want to get up after her. She did such a wonderful job. But this morning, we are all on the trail of conviction. God will tell you to do things that you don't want to do. I remember going to the IT folks at my company. And one of them in there had an attitude. And guess what? I gave him attitude right back. I got my computer fixed and I was driving away and I got about 20 minutes up the road. God ever told you to go back? That ain't no fun. I had to turn my truck around and I had to drive back and I had to walk into that IT section to a man that I know was not a believer. The reason I know was because he was having an affair and cheating on his wife with one of my wife's friends. But I had to go to him and tell him I shouldn't have reacted the way I did. And I'm sorry. And God told me to come back and apologize to you and ask for your forgiveness. And he looked at me like I was crazy as a bedbug. But God will convict you. He won't leave you where you're at. He will make you better so that you don't become bitter. So listen to that voice. Listen to the conviction of the Holy Spirit. Let's close this in a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we are all on the trail. We're at different places along the path that you've set before us. But it is the same path. Is the path that leads to heaven. And your word says it's not a wide path. It's narrow, and few there are that upon it. But it's our responsibility as believers to bring as many along with us as we can, to be persistent like our friend Bill, that we don't just give up, but we keep praying and we keep believing. And we know that we are like Tammy's daughter, that we become persistent in inviting people to church, sharing our faith, teaching people how to find their way onto the trail of conviction. We pray all these things in Christ's name. Amen and amen.
Well, we've come to the end. Close of another Cowboy Church program. And Candace, I want to ask you, this has been the trail of conviction. Mm-hmm. What was it that caused you to want to make a commitment to live for Christ? Do you remember that?
Gosh, it wasn't a one-time thing for me.
Okay.
It was a trail, yeah. and continues to be a trail. I think the trail of conviction, I mean, there's a moment when you probably, most people can look back and remember when that moment happened. For me, it's moments. I don't ever remember a time when I didn't believe in Christ. I was raised in an environment where that was common. Yeah. But I think he just continues to love me and to remind me and to correct me in tender ways and sometimes not so tender ways. Yeah. But he uses his Holy Spirit to do that through conviction. And that didn't end the day that I accepted Jesus. It continues in my life, and I'm grateful for it.
Yeah. Well, my trail was that every summer I'd go to summer camp and I'd get revved up. You know, I'm going to live for God this time. And, you know, by the time school was out, I was kind of on the edge, had some ups and downs. But I remember when I was 13, I finally made that determination that I'm going to do this. If you've been listening to our program and you've been watching, I hope that God has challenged you to incorporate a set of convictions that will allow Him to be who He needs to be in your life and take you where you need to go. And we need to go to that place with God. It's the next dimension.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for being with us today. We would love to hear from you. We would love your feedback. We love your faithful financial support, and we love your prayerful support. So there's a QR code at the bottom of your screen, but also a physical address. Shoot us a note, drop us a line, QR code us, and be back here next week for Cowboy Church.